Hey gang, welcome to another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. It's part two of the Patrick and Jeremy show, which everybody looks forward to. We had a very interesting show last night. But before we get into part two, go to republicbroadcasting.org. It is the home of all sorts of great shows. And you know that... I don't know. You know, there's that lady, Jewish lady. What was her name, Jeremy?
Barbara Lerner Spectrum.
Barbara Lerner Spectrum. And she had a very often quoted thing about Jews being at the center of the transformation of Europe. And I don't know if I can do that. You kind of channel her as you're saying that RBN is at the center of this transformation that America must go through if it's going to survive, because we're leaving free speech, and you do it much better than I do, but that's the idea. So go to republicbroadcasting.org. There are a myriad of ways of contributing, and you want to do that. And you want to download the Co-Certified app because it's totally awesome. It's totally my sponsor, and it's everything that you want to be, which is non-kosher certified. All right. So we were discussing a whole bunch of things yesterday, and we're just going to keep moving on. Maybe we'll get back to some of this stuff. But I think where we were left off was this ongoing massive invasion of the United States over the southern border from a bunch of countries, not even Mexico, but right now Haiti is getting the attention. So what's all this about?
NBCnews.com. Biden addresses images of Border Patrol agents chasing immigrants. And Biden says, quote, we'll get it under control, unquote. We'll get it under control. So President Joe Biden signaled Tuesday that his administration will address the situation at the southern border, where 15,000 Haitian immigrants fleeing disaster are estimated to have traveled seeking asylum. What disaster is going on in Haiti is what the first question that I have.
Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, they are going to say that it is the coup. There was a coup and there was an American connection, and therefore we have to open our border to infinity Haitians. But the thing is, if you were to go back 6 months or so, or 4 months, whatever it was, there were reports coming out of Panama that people from all over the world, including a lot of Haitians, were amassing in Panama, or no, in Colombia, actually, in Colombia, and were moving north on a very slow trek, and parts of the trek are on foot, and it takes time. So this has been an ongoing thing. There was I guess she's about 30-year-old Japanese citizen journalist named Masako Ganaha. And she was teamed up with Michael Yan, who I'm not necessarily a big fan of. He's a war correspondent. I think he tends to be kind of a neocon about a lot of things, but whatever. The two of them were down there, and they were covering this throng of humanity, people from all over the place, headed north along the intercontinental highway that exists. So this isn't people fleeing from disaster in Haiti. This is people just taking advantage and responding to a call. And, you know, one of the things that they had that Michael Yan had said was that CNN was broadcasting in their Spanish language channels down in Latin America that the Biden administration wants people to come to America. And, you know, who's to say that the Biden administration doesn't want them? I don't know. I mean, you hear a little bit about, oh, they're going to fly these people back to Haiti, but is any of that really happening?
The Biden administration says that we'll get it under control, quote unquote. What does that even mean? He told reporters this during a visit to the United Nations. when he was asked about images from the border that have prompted outrage in recent days. There's a lot of outrage against Biden in the mainstream media. This has made me ask the question, and it's a question, does the what we observe, the mainstream media sort of turning on Biden, is this pushing us towards chlamydia?
Mm-hmm. Hey, all the penicillin in the world is not going to save us from chlamydia.
Biden is a very thin prophylactic that keeps from contracting chlamydia. And you have the Afghanistan debacle, one, and now you have the border crisis, two. And question to you, are the mainstream media outlets, are they setting us up for a very potent dose of chlamydia?
Well, yeah. I mean, honestly, they are. And if there was a vaccine that would protect us against chlamydia, I might even go for that, but there's not. It seems as if there is. And then you've got so much of the conservative media, which is on the bandwagon, because they're going to totally own the liberals by impeaching Biden. And then what? Right.
Then we contract the dreaded Kamala Harris, a.k.a. chlamydia.
Yeah. And so, you know, the whole Afghanistan thing, okay, it was botched from the point of view of the American empire. It was botched from the point of view of Zog, because they lost a lot of weaponry, which they could use in other wars or against the white domestic extremists, the white supremacists that is the number one threat to them, so they say. You know, they're upset because it's botched because they didn't get to bring in 500,000 Afghan translators, because everybody in Afghanistan is a translator. They all speak perfect English, and that's why they're all translators. And that's why our troops needed translators. Maybe that doesn't make sense. But at any rate, it was botched from that point of view. But from the point of view of regular Americans, those are good things. And yet you've got Hannity and a whole bunch of other people who want to totally own Joe Biden over it, and they keep harping on and on and on about the botched Afghanistan situation. And now you're getting people who – I mean, just wait. You're going to have people say, you've got men on horseback with whips. You never had that in the Trump administration. Biden is the real Afghan horse whipper.
And you get that going on with this NBC article stating in the next paragraph, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki told reporters Tuesday that Biden was briefed about the emergency at the bridge at Del Rio, Texas, where migrants have set up encampments. She said Biden has also been briefed about what she said were horrific video and photos of the treatment of Haitian migrants by Border Patrol agents, which have prompted international investigation by the Department of Homeland Security. Again, we see the media turning viciously on Joe Biden. And from our point of view, you know, the end of which is installing chlamydia, Kamala Harris.
Mm-hmm. Now,
go ahead.
I was going to say, the one thing is, in terms of competence, I mean, she's less senile than Biden, but judging from her campaign, judging from what was said about her as... You know what, like the rumors that come out of her current vice presidential staff, she's not really on top of things either. But still, right now we've got very incompetent administration, and I'd rather keep it that way. And I would rather focus on chlamydia, get rid of her, and who knows what could happen. If you got rid of chlamydia and Biden. His ratings were so low that he was completely vulnerable. then he might, as a compromise to, you know, clinging to power or something, or clinging to the White House, because he doesn't have power. Everybody knows he doesn't have power. But just clinging to that title of president, he might compromise on somebody like, I don't know, somebody who just wouldn't be as scary to be the new vice president. Who knows? I don't know. I don't know what would happen. But to have a get rid of chlamydia and then to have a very weakened Biden for the time being, that's probably the best scenario. And then maybe we shouldn't even be thinking about like who's going to be the next president. Maybe we should be thinking about getting to the point where we can have demonstrations, because right now there hasn't been a point to it. But that doesn't mean there's permanently not going to be a point to it. To have enough demonstrations and enough chaos that we can, one way or another, terminate all of these policies and this insanity that we're opposed to.
Well, you know, back to your observation, the media is coming down on Biden, and in a scenario where you have an impeachment really hinges on public support of the president, mm-hmm. you know, or the lack thereof. And if the media is pushing these things and coming out and attacking Joe Biden, this is a question to you as a political science professor. Are we being set up for an impeachment where Joe Biden, you know, to get an impeachment, you have to have the populace not supporting that president, right? You have to have a certain percent. Mm-hmm. Are we being set up for that, for an impeachment of Biden to install Kamala Harris, a.k.a. chlamydia?
A.k.a. chlamydia. So the impeachment, it's hard to get it going if you don't have a majority in the House of Representatives, because that's where it starts. Right now, though, you have Nancy Pelosi's in control. She's a speaker. But, you know, her position might be kind of tenuous as well. She's old, and a lot of people like AOC and whatnot don't like her. And, would it be impossible to have a Republican coalition with, say, the Squad? And the Squad might be, and I'm not saying this would be a good thing, because I'm not pushing for Biden's impeachment, but maybe the Squad would. Maybe you'd have you don't need to have that many defectors right now, because the House of Representatives is fairly even. It really evened up a lot after the last election. I don't know how many people you would need, a half dozen or so maybe, and you could get a majority and get impeachment going. But the other thing you could get is the 25th Amendment, which would start with chlamydia. She would have to initiate it, and so that would be like a palace revolt, and that would be like, you know, the coup from the inside, and that's a possibility. But then the other thing is, you know, Biden is in such he's starting to look kind of frail, and who knows, I mean people his age and in his health can die spontaneously. But also they could be done away with in a way that might look as if he just died spontaneously.
Well, as we've discussed, if anything happened to Biden and Kamala Harris, a.k.a. chlamydia, were to take the reins, it could result in a certain amount of public revolt, maybe. And so the question is, how do you get rid of Biden and install Kamala without the public outcry? And maybe this is the route they're taking, you know, maybe demonstrating how incompetent Biden is, which would explain why the media is turning on him with the Afghan, quote, debacle, unquote, and now the southern border crisis. Maybe if they demonstrate to the leftists that Biden is incompetent, they'll get a certain amount of public support for Kamala Harris.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe that's the route.
Yeah, the media plays such a critical role. And the media was very critical in the 1970s in getting Nixon to resign because he feared impeachment. And, of course, it was very critical during the Trump administration. Now, when Clinton was impeached, it wasn't so much – first of all, there never seemed to be any risk of Clinton losing power. It was just an embarrassment for him. There was never really any prospect of him losing power. And so I don't know. So that was kind of a different animal. But if a lot of people in the media, we know who's in the media, and getting chlamydia in there. And remember, her husband is a member of the tribe. You are seeing the media turn against Biden, and you're seeing Biden's so-called polling numbers, which who knows what that even means, but you're seeing those polling numbers move south.
And yeah, so the scenario that I'm painting is, how can they get Kamala Harris in power without upsetting both the left and the right? And so demonstrating through the media the incompetence of Biden in Afghanistan and in the southern border could be a route to get that accomplished.
Yeah, and you can also push him to resign.
It seems like what we're observing, though, is that the media is just like taking chunks out of the sky and building a support basis for, you know, him being pushed out of power without trying to upset the apple cart of the populace, you know, trying to keep them on board, left and right. Because you got to admit, many Republicans, to the chagrin of us, are saying, well, Biden should be pulled out of power. But these so-called Republicans, I mean, did they understand what that means? That we're going to contract chlamydia? I think they very well do.
Yeah, who then would, she could replace anyone she wanted to in the administration. Now, I mean, what you've got in the administration now, probably a lot of them are, none of them are our friends. A lot of them are incompetent. And maybe she could get more competent people who aren't our friends in. You know, so much of the cabinet was selected just based on somebody being an American Indian or being I don't know if they have an Eskimo in there, but, you know, they've got at least two gays as secretaries, right? Because you got Buttigieg, and then you got that lady who was the gay governor of Michigan before Slutmore. And she's, commerce or something? And then, she's got a bunch of, then some blacks and then a bunch of Jews.
I guess what I'm seeing is a concerted effort on the left and the right to remove Biden and replace him with chlamydia.
Yeah, there is. And you're seeing a lot from the media. And so it could happen 25th Amendment, it could happen impeachment, or it could easily happen with him being just pressured to resign. And, you know, we're coming up at the break, but when we get back, I want to address the issue of the theory that there are multiple Joe Bidens.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we'll do that on the other side of the break.
To everyone he meets, he stays a stranger. With every move he makes, another chance he takes. The odds are he won't live to see tomorrow. Secret agent man, secret agent man, they've given you a number.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Okay, we are back, and the idea that there are multiple Bidens. So if you grew up in the 60s, then you might have watched Mission Impossible or Scooby-Doo, and in both of those programs, in most episodes, there would be some evil person, and then at the end, or maybe in Mission Impossible, it would be a good person. But then all of a sudden, you see them pulling off a mask, and it's a totally different person underneath the mask, and nobody knew it. And they do the same thing on Scooby-Doo. You know, they take off the mask at the end of Scooby-Doo. And what a lot of people don't seem to realize is they didn't actually have an actor wearing a mask for the first half of the show. That was actually a different actor, you know, both on Mission Impossible and on Scooby-Doo. I mean, they'd use, like, a different actor for the person under the mask. I mean... So it's not as if there are really masks that are that foolproof, that nobody would guess that, oh, this is a completely different person in a mask. And, I mean, you know, you can look at – because, for instance, when you look at biographical movies from Hollywood, right, Malcolm X or whatever – well, I mean, Malcolm X is one thing because to a lot of white people, black people might all look the same. Denzel Washington might look like Malcolm X. But, you know, if they're doing Abraham Lincoln or whatever, they might get somebody who looks kind of like Abraham Lincoln. But you're not going to fool somebody. You're not going to fool somebody. And with all their makeup and everything, all their Hollywood tricks, they're still not fooling people that's actually Abraham Lincoln or that's actually Richard Nixon. And then, of course, you know, you talk about the body doubles, the doubles. And they look the same, except you can tell because the earlobes are different, right? Well, now, Biden has had a bunch of plastic surgery. And so, and, you know, taking different pictures, taken from different angles. But anybody can argue about that. You can argue about, no, you can really get somebody to look the same. Okay, you can argue about it. But here's kind of the bottom line, then I'll kick it over to you. The American people seem to have to accept that you have got a doddering old man, a senile old man who's not really in charge, who is absolutely a puppet. Either they oppose that or they support it. But everybody accepts the fact that he's a senile old man and he's not really in charge. Okay? And if the public accepts having a senile old man who's not really in charge and is simply a puppet, why do you need to have two or three or four of them? That's my question.
Well, on the one hand, it is feasible that with Biden being in politics for 40 plus years, it's totally feasible that he would have body doubles. That's not what, you know, that's not outside the realm of possibilities. But to your point of, does it matter? No, I don't think it does matter. You know, what matters is that whoever they have up there, whether it's Biden or a body double or whatnot, you know, we have the issues at hand. And the issues at hand are the election was hoaxed and this administration is not legitimate. Furthermore, this administration was put into place to further the COVID lockdowns. For example, Biden's speech on getting the vax and mandating that corporations mandate the vax in order to you know, maintain their employees. So that's the real issue. Is he a body double or is he not? I don't think is really relevant.
No, it's so. Yeah. I mean, why would you waste your time trying to convince somebody on that? I will say with the body doubles, I mean, body doubles can be used for security purposes. So Stalin, when he was reviewing a parade at Red Square, yeah, he could use a body double, but it wasn't like he was making a speech and people were looking at him. I mean, to make a speech is a completely different thing. And Hillary Clinton, on 9/11 5 years ago, she fainted, and then they showed somebody coming out of an apartment building that was supposedly her, but seemed to be like 4 inches shorter. And you know, that's a possibility for because that was just somebody walking out of an apartment with sunglasses on and getting into a car. And you could use a decoy for that. But you wouldn't put that person up on stage for a debate with Donald Trump, because there's no way you could pull that off.
Well, and the whole thing is about not losing sight of the forest for the trees.
Right.
You know, you know, similarly in the COVID hoax, do viruses exist? Is COVID-19 a virus? Has it been isolated? None of that is really the issue. The issue is, do governments and corporations have the power, should they have the power, to mandate what we put on our bodies in order to function in society? That's the talking point that we should be debating, right? Not whether viruses exist. So it's very similar.
Yeah, that's right. It is very similar. And, you know, if you're talking about whether or not viruses exist, that is, you know, even if you think you're absolutely correct in this, it's just a much harder sell. And why, when we have our backs against the wall, are you going to raise the bar, you know, push the goalpost back, whatever metaphor you want? It's not very helpful. Okay, well, we'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, we are back. And so, Jeremy, you want to sum up some of the points from before the break?
Well, regardless of who they put in front of us, whether it's the real Biden or the body double Biden with different earlobes, that's kind of irrelevant. This person, this Biden person that they're putting in front of us is telling us that we have to get the vax and telling corporations that they have to enforce the vax, or they'll face federal consequences, whatever that is. And so that's the talking point. Does the U.S. government have the authority to do this? And the answer is no. The answer is absolutely no, because we have natural rights given to us by God and, you know, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That's what we got to come back to, the pursuit of happiness. We have a right to work and maintain our businesses and our livelihood, regardless of what virus they say is out there. Even if viruses don't exist, not the point. The point is we have a right to do this. The Constitution cannot be annulled because they say there's a virus. That's the bottom line before we move on.
Yeah, there's a meme I saw recently, and it showed the Constitutional Convention. You know, there's a oil painting of the Constitutional Convention, and then the caption was, keep in mind, all of this goes out the window if there's a virus.
That's a very good meme. I've propagated that myself.
Okay, so what's next? What about who are they coming for now? Because first they came for the Nazis. Who are they coming for now?
The unvaccinated. They're coming for the unvaccinated. And first, I didn't object because I was vaccinated. But now, going on and on, CNN federal home ad spreads message for the unvaccinated. The truck had the name of a funeral home on it, but instead of a shooting, of a soothing thought that might double as a company slogan, the message read, "Don't get vaccinated." The black truck advertising for Wilmore Funeral Home delivered that blunt and unexpected message on Sunday to football fans in downtown Charlotte as they headed to watch the Carolina Panthers play the New Orleans Saints. And so just to give you a little context, unvaccinated are not welcome in sporting events. That's the context. Going on with the article, many employers and public health officials are searching for more ways to get more people vaccinated against COVID-19, using everything from money, free food, and lavish vacations and VIP Super Bowl tickets. The fully vaccinated account for just 54.7% of the total U.S. population. I think it's a lot less than that, but we'll go with their number. This is very definitely, putting out a two-tier system, the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. The unvaccinated are going to have less rights, and they're going to be put into another category from the vaccinated. Even though the vaccines have proved, even according to the mainstream news, that they cause many, many deaths and physical complications that go beyond the virus that they call coronavirus. Even though that's the case, they're creating a two-tier system. And that's what this article is accentuating, is that people that are unvaccinated have less rights and less access to these public venues, such as sporting events. So do you have some comments on this?
So, I mean, they are pushing and pushing and pushing, and there's been so many things that have happened over the past 5 years in particular, but really over the past less than 2 years, with this coronavirus, but the riots, the faked election, the mass deplatforming, and this is a massive power grab. And it's hard to imagine it. It's hard to imagine it winding up any way other than either their total victory or their total defeat. It's hard to see this kind of turbulence going on for a very long time, because they've either overplayed their hand or they've played it brilliantly, and ultimately I'm going to agree with the great leader comrade Kim Il Sung that the people are the masters of their own destiny.
Well, just to illustrate that point, I mean, we have a venue here in Paducah, Kentucky, the Carson Center. And they host many great acts, the Paducah Symphony Orchestra being one of them. But they also, any traveling musicians or musical acts that come into the area, they host that. And so in Paducah, Mayfield, Hickman County, Graves County, Carlisle County, all of these counties have a majority right-wing populace. And they're against the vax. But yet, the Carson Center has taken it upon themselves to say that you cannot attend a concert in this venue if you're not vaxxed. They're going to require proof of vax. And so they're shooting themselves in the foot because they're in a very conservative area. And they're saying, if you're not vaxxed, you can't attend. many, many people in this area go to hear the Paducah Symphony Orchestra, including me. Mm-hmm. And they go to hear different concerts there. So these businesses are willing to lose money in this whole vax scenario where they require vaccinations to attend their venue. And why? Why? It can't be the money. It can't be the Benjamins. You know, someone is putting pressure on them to do this, to make them lose business, right?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you could speak to that point. Why would this venue in a very conservative area be willing to lose all kinds of business to support the vax agenda?
Who's running it? Who's running it? The people who are running it aren't necessarily typical of the people who live in that area. So, people who are running it could be elite people who, feel a more of a kinship with the bigwigs in Lexington or Frankfurt or Louisville, and are going to go along with it. Is that the right answer?
I mean, it does sound like, the people that tend to frequent these concerts are a little more liberal. Unfortunately, the people that attend the Paducah Symphony Orchestra and the very, very great, the PSO Paducah Symphony Orchestra, they put a lot of great shows out. And I've been to them every fall, but I'm not going back because I'm not vaccinated. And there's a lot of people like me that are not going back. And so the people that run these venues, as you mentioned, have bought into, they've drank their own Kool-Aid, to give a Jim Jones reference there. And they're high on their own supply and they buy into this, and they're willing to completely destroy their venue of Carson Center in order to cater to this vax regime that's pushed on them by the bigger cities in Kentucky, by the governor himself, Andy Beshear. And so they're willing to do that. They're willing to take a loss in the name of virus regime, knowing that they're going to alienate probably 3/4 of their constituents, is not a good word. What's the word I'm looking for? Of the people that was that?
Clientele.
Clientele, that's a good word. They're willing to alienate 3/4 of them, of the clientele that support them, in order to push the vax regime. This to me is mind-boggling. I don't know how they can do this.
It kind of resembles a suicide pact, but I think the virus regime rests on a very, very shaky foundation, because you have to have a certain amount of support. I mean, whoever you're talking about, whether you're talking about whatever tyrant that you want to throw out there, Stalin or whomever, or Mao, or for some people it's Hitler, whatever, or Harry Truman, whoever. There's got to be a certain amount of public support. There always has to be a certain amount of critical mass. It doesn't have to be a majority or anywhere near a majority, but you still have to have this critical mass in the public, as well as some other power resources. And depending on whether you got the military or you got business with you, the number of people you need publicly, the public support, might be smaller, but you still need a share. And right now they've got the virtue signally white people. You've got Asians who are just very compliant, right? I mean, the Asians in America, you see them wearing masks all the time, and they're not aggressive about pushing this stuff in general, but they just obey rules. They're rule people. They aren't particularly anti-white, and they were overrepresented at pro-Trump rallies, but they'll follow rules. And if the rules are wear masks and take vaccines, they're likely to do that. But you got the blacks, And the blacks are a really important part of what they're counting on for public support. And of course, they use blacks in order to fake the election. They use the blacks as basically brown shirts. Maybe I shouldn't be using these Nazi references or whatever. They use the blacks as intimidators, effectively terrorists, in faking the election. But the blacks, are they going to be reliable? And you've got this one news item from New York City where three black women wanted to go inside a restaurant, and an Asian lady who was working there and said, no, you have to have a vaccine. And they just beat the crap out of this Asian woman. And the next thing you know, then you've got Black Lives Matter, who is demonstrating inside of the outside that restaurant because that restaurant wouldn't let the black women in. Right?
Yeah, you got faults in the system. The system is not all powerful. It has weaknesses and anomalies.
And you got this Nicki Minaj stuff going on, and they've got people like Joy Reid, who Nicki Minaj is calling Uncle Tom. She's calling her Aunt Tomania or something. And so, you know, she's part of the establishment. So you got your establishment people who are trying to shame Nicki Minaj, who, I mean, really, I mean, she's establishment, but she just doesn't know it. She's probably too low IQ to know that she's establishment. And so she's just got her Negress attitude, and she's not backing down so far. And so, that's contagious. That's contagious.
Similarly, when you think about people or groups that oppose Jewish power, you would think of what they call white supremacists or white nationalists or KKK that oppose Jewish power. But then on the other hand of the spectrum, you've got Farrakhan, mm-hmm. who also opposes Jewish power. Right. And this creates a big problem for the establishment. How do we deal with this on both sides? You know, that establishes a big problem. So, your point is very well taken. But I guess back to the original point, you know, why are these venues like Paducah Symphony Orchestra's venue of the Carson Center, you know, they're willing to, and they know what they're doing. They know what they're going to, they know the wrath of the anti-vaxxers in West Kentucky. They're willing to completely sabotage their whole earnings base, you know, just to take a stand on the vax. A lot of people that go to Paducah Symphony Orchestra and Carson Center would be willing to put on a mask, but very few would be willing to show a vax card. And they know this. And so they're doing it. No, they're implementing the vax requirement knowing that they're going to lose business. What's the motivation? That's the question. I don't know.
So, the symphony orchestra, on the one hand, it's probably structured as a nonprofit. And so it's not strictly speaking a business. Maybe, because it seems suicidal. And I don't know any of the details of this particular group. It seems like it would be suicidal. But if they're a nonprofit, how much of their revenue is coming from ticket sales? I don't know. How much do they charge for these tickets?
$20, $25 for, regular working class seats.
And how many people show up?
I mean, 3/4 of the venue, you're probably talking like 10 to 12,000 people would normally show up. And they're going to cut that down to a fourth.
Yeah. I mean, so I don't know if you're talking about one performance or multiple performances. If you're talking about
any performance that like they do the Paducah Symphony Orchestra. And like, I remember one year, I took my mother to see the band America. Mm. They have bands, like legit mainstream bands that come there. And most of the people in this area are not going to submit to the vax. So they're cutting their income down to a fourth.
Right. Well, they're cutting their ticket sales down to a fourth. And, you know, my question is, because they do try to raise money from, you know, rich donors. Do they get money from the, you know, National Endowment for the Arts? So, you know, it might be 3/4 of their ticket sales, but is it 3/4 of their revenue? And that's hard to say. And who knows? I just don't know. But we're at the break. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
We are back. All right. So, with everything that's going on, some people think it was planned out completely, and it's just unfolding. Some people might think it is just completely spontaneous, that nobody could have predicted this. I think there's somewhere in between. I tend to have a lot of tolerance for people just having a bunch of plans, like Plankton in the SpongeBob movie. He just had a whole
a whole filing cabinet full of plans, and he would pick one out, and, you know, it's kind of ad hoc. So I'm kind of in between. But what about this, what is it, Agenda 209, 2009? What was it called?
Event 201.
Okay.
This is the one thing that everybody knows about that makes me think that this was planned. And, you know, you can't get around it, so let's just deal with it. The sociable.com, S-O-C-I-A-B-L-E, sociable.com, a timeline of the Great Reset Agenda from foundation to event 201 and the pandemic of 2020, how the Great Reset ideology pitched its tent in the new normal camp perspective. Very interesting article. And it goes back to how, if I can just bottom line the article, how they tried to implement what we see today in 2020 and 21. They tried to implement this back all the way to 2009 with the H1N1 virus, and it didn't work. So this kind of goes into the whole scenario of how they have a lot of plans. They're not all powerful. And they just try to look for an opportunity to strike. And so perhaps, you know, back 20 something years ago during the original SARS-CoV pandemic, they wanted to implement this, but they couldn't. They tried to do it in the H1N1 and they couldn't. But then in 2020, you have the perfect storm, if you will, of many, many people, many, many boomers being on social media, and their ability to implement this hoax finally happened. And they did it and they were successful. But there were failed attempts over the last couple of decades.
Mm.
That's kind of the bottom line of this article.
Mm.
Let me just quote from Charles Schwab in this sociable.com article. Quote, the pandemic represents a rare but narrow window of opportunity to reflect, reimagine, and reset our world to create a healthier, more equitable, and more prosperous future. That's according to Klaus Schwab from the World Economic Forum.
Mm.
And in the article, like I said, they reference attempts to try to do this back in 2009 with the N1, the swine flu.
And part of the difference could be that, you know, this in last year, because of Trump, because of Brexit, because of white supremacism, they're more willing to take more risks in order to push the plan forward than they were before.
Trump was a wrench in the works. I do believe, honestly, that he was unsuspected, that they didn't think Trump would get in.
Mm.
And, you know, Trump, just in his whatever his mindset was, he was a 1980s Democrat.
Yep. But you know? We're out of time.
Yeah.
But thank you so much for joining me, Jeremy.
Thank you, Patrick. Stay classy, RBN, as I know you will.
And I'll be back again tomorrow with another exciting episode of Master of the Radio.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.